Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchers.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is September 15th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. This is just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting us. Quick note, no Plus Pitch Podcast tomorrow. I have a wedding tonight. I will not be able to do my normal routine tomorrow morning. No stream as well on Twitch. However, I'm going to go over two-star pitchers in addition to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. So I got you covered in this one massive podcast. Get ready for it. Let's lock in. David Peterson went yesterday. 0.1 innings pitched. It was a disaster. Five earned runs. You can drop him. I imagine Max Scherzer will return, or maybe Tyler McGill will return, or Trevor Williams will get that spot instead. It's not going to be David Peterson after this. Sonny Gray did well against the Royals. You keep going with that one. Kyle Freeland against the White Sox. Sure, whatever. I'm not going to do that. Luis Castillo, ace is going to ace. Christian Javier, essentially ace is going to ace. He did exactly what he was supposed to do against the Detroit Tigers, and he's starting with the rest of the way. Ace is going to ace for Rodon. I will say 94 miles per hour on the fastball as he was removed after five with a blister injury. I imagine either A, the blister was limiting his velocity, and B, he didn't ramp up. Normally, he ramps up by the end, only 71 pitches. Actually, the last 20 or so, he throws harder than the first 20. So if you see 94 overall, but then it actually turns into 95 by the end, all that kind of stuff. I'm not worried. He may hit the IL with a blister. Keep that in mind. Just monitor that situation. He's going to get paid a ton this offseason, by the way. Brian Bayo, when he gets the Yankees, 5 innings, 0 in runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. 42% CSW on the slider against the Yankees. A decent changeup. He had good sinker command. And now he gets the Reds. He's a questionable start for that one. Ross Stripling against the Rays did well. You keep starting him the rest of the way. Kyle Gibson took care of business against the Marlins. And now he gets the Jays and Atlanta next, so you're not doing that. Patrick Corbin against the Orioles. He's throwing a changeup now, and it kind of worked. Not doing it. He gets Atlanta, and then he gets Atlanta, and then he gets the Mets. Adam Wainwright kind of came through, got a win, got you one earned run in 5 innings and 3 strikeouts and a 2 whip. He got singled out in this one. I do wonder if he's getting fatigued. Look, he's old, and it's been a great season, but you can't keep up the same stamina like you used to as you get older. It's part of the problem. You just saw Federer retire. That's part of the problem. He gets the Padres and the Dodgers next. I think I'm dropping him now. And see what else is on the wire. Obviously, don't just flat drop him and then find something on the wire. See what's on the wire first. But still, I think he is very much droppable at this point. Nestor Cortez against the Red Sox got the win. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks. Only in 65 pitches. I was worried about the pitch count. He came through for us. Excellent. Now you start him the rest of the way. Drew Smyly against the Mets. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. Beautiful. Now you get Miami. Now you get Pittsburgh. Now you get the Reds. Let's go, Smyly. That's exactly what you want to see. Ronzi Contreras, 4 innings and 1 earned run, 3 hits, 0 walks, 3 Ks. You're like, 4 innings? What happened? 55 pitches? Pirates are being weird. And it's really frustrating because he could have easily gotten 5. Could have gotten a win here. Like, what are you doing? Just those 10 pitches are not going to end his career or something and cause the injury. I think this is crazy. Let him go 5 innings. 70 pitches. He has a 55 pitches. Look, if he was at 75 through 4, then I get it. Then he's going to be fatigued after. He's not fatigued. He's like, what? What are you doing? That's ridiculous. I was really upset about this one. I hope that he's going more than 55 next time. He should. This is silly. Zach Davies against the Dodgers came through with his changeup. 5.1 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. Now he gets the Giants in 2. He gets the Dodgers next. I should say that. Dodgers are next. I'm not going for that. But if the changeup is there again, then he'll get 2 starts against the Giants, and that might be valuable for Zach Davies. Edward Cabrera against the Phillies. 5.1 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 4 Ks. I love the fact that he's only featuring 25% heaters. I think that's pretty cool. He gets the Cubs and the Natty Light after this. We're still going, absolutely. Same with Patrick Sandoval, the Irish Panda. Yes, he did well against the Guardians. He's got an easy schedule. You just kind of go, go, go. Michael Grove, weird start for the Dodgers. Not Dustin May. They decided to push him back in the day off today. That is, the Dodgers have the day off today, and then Dustin May goes tomorrow. he did well. 7 whiffs on 28 curveballs and a 95 mile per hour heater. And okay, we move on because he's not starting again. Tyler Wells only had 50 pitches, which is really frustrating because it was against the Nationals. And that means he didn't go 5 innings, 4 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, 4 Ks. Not really enough for you. Now he gets the Tigers. But he's going to be like at 65 pitches and he's still not doing it. And it's annoying because guys like Kyle Bradish could have feasted on this. But Tyler Wells gets the Nationals. Tyler Wells gets the Tigers. Wells. It's not enough. Okay, Joey Wentz. Kind of surprising. 4 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk. Not great. 5 Ks. Okay. 91 pitches against the Astros. Huh. And now he gets the Orioles next. It's a very deep AL-only league thing. I'm not even doing it in that. But just, hey, maybe. Nah, I'm not doing it. Corbin Burns against the Cardinals. Ace is going to ace for the most part. 3 earned runs, though, in 7 innings. 7 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. It's not the overwhelming Burns, and we've kind of seen over the past month, like, he hasn't been the greatest Burns ever. Kind of been faltering. All right, whatever, you keep starting, we're not going to talk about that more. Cal Quantrill is the most Toby of Tobies. It's insane. Nick Lodolo against the Pirates had 11 Ks, 40% CSW for King Cole. By the way, I'm loving the dark mode on the site, I gotta say. We do have to change the red for the tooltips, but still, it's gorgeous. 6.1 innings, 3 earned runs, 6 hits, 0 walks. I love Lodolo. I don't know the next time I'm going to bench Lodolo. I don't know when that is. When in 2023? I guess if he goes to Coors and faces the Dodgers in 2023. That's the next time I'm benching Lodolo. Dylan Cease, Rocky Road, did not really come through with his slider. Only 19% CSW on it, but his fastball is really good. And he got 8 strikeouts and 17 whiffs. I'm surprised that his fastball showed up because it normally doesn't. And he needed to here. Now, 5 innings, 3 earned runs, 6 hits, 2 walks. And those are not good ratios, but he still got 8 Ks. And thank you, Fastball, for giving us that. Zach Greinke against the Twins wasn't very good, and we're not going to start him against the Twins again next time. Charlie Morton, it's too bad. I have the perfect headline for Charlie Morton. And if he does well next time, I'm going to do it. It's Bravo Charlie. Thank you very much. 5.1 innings, 4 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks. Honestly, I think he just got really unlucky. This is poorly timed hitting. The guy that got on base that came around to score often. Bad left on base rate, just how it is. But he pitched really well. I don't think he deserved the near 4.5. Actually, not even a 4.5 clip. It's worse than that. 5.1 innings, 4 earned runs. I was thinking for whatever reason it was 3 earned runs. Still, he pitched better than this. Dane Dunning against Oakland got a gallows pull, if you can believe it. 18 whiffs, but everything was not good. Who cares about it if you go 4.2 innings, 4 runs, 6 is 3 walks, and 5 Ks? Yeah, I'm not doing this. Drew Rasmussen against the Jays. Bad cutter? I mean, not as good. 2 whiffs on that. 1 strike. How am I going to butter my bread with this? Oh, sorry, yeah, butter my bread with this. I was thinking of the old one, and we don't do the old one anymore. 4 innings, pitched 4 and run, 6 hits, 1 walk. Now he gets the Astros, and the Jays, and then the Astros. You can drop him. J.P. Sears against Texas, not good. You're not doing that. And then Mike Clevinger, that's such a disappointing start. Against Seattle, and he still can't pull it off. Don't go with Clevinger anymore. Looking forward to today, tomorrow, Friday. Sorry, Saturday and Sunday. I got you covered. So, today's starters, Lance Lynn, Kevin Gausman, Miles Michaelis, Carlos Carrasco, Lance McCullers Jr. You're starting all of those, clearly. Probable start here. Yes, I am starting Pablo Lopez against the Phillies. I don't believe that he is now destined to be bad with that changeup. No. It's his change. It's the Pablo Lopez changeup. You do it. Noah Syndergaard against Miami on the other side. He's a Toby against Miami. You do it. Questionable start is Shane McClanahan against the Jays. I think he's going to be limited. I think it's the Jays, and we don't know how rusty he is. All those three things combined make this a questionable start for Shane McClanahan and a clear still ill for me. The do not start here is now Sean Manaea, not Blake Snell, going against the Diamondbacks. I do not want to start Sean Manaea. Dre Jameson is now going instead of Madison Bumgarner. He's become the stream pick of the day because I just do not want to take Dylan Bundy, even though it is the Royals. I just don't want to do that. And this is really fun. If you don't know who Dre Jameson is, he throws upper 90s. He throws like super hard. I remember in the spring, it was Spencer Strider and Dre Jameson were the two guys. I was like, oh man, these fastballs are really good, but they're volatile. I'm super happy Strider figured his out. I'm curious what we'll see from Dre Jameson. Don't start this. This isn't a do not start tier. It's going against the Padres. There's a clear red label. I have to choose somebody to stream. I'm just going to do Dre Jameson because I don't expect any of these guys to do well. So what the heck? Have some fun. But yeah, watch that game. This is why we do it, right? I mean, there was Luis Ortiz throwing 99. There was Ryan Nelson throwing 96. There was Hunter Brown throwing 97. Like, it's the time of these high-velocity starters to get their moment in September and that we get excited. I remember Ronzi Contreras last year was really exciting, right? This is the time for it. I'm excited to see what Dre Jameson has. JT Brubaker, Coffee Cakes, goes against the Mets. And Hunter Gaddis, also kind of interesting, is a really good changeup as he goes for the Guardians. It was really bad at his MLB debut in August. Now he gets the White Sox. There's a chance that works. James Caprillion, Jimmy Hatt against the Astros. No thanks. Daniel Lynch against the Twins. No thanks. And Chase Anderson against the Cardinals. Absolutely not. Looking forward to tomorrow as I'm going to be suppressing a sneeze now. Robbie Ray, Max Fried, Blake Snell, Tristan McKenzie, Jack Flaherty, Jesus Luzardo, Taiwan Walker, Dustin May, Lucas Giolito, Martin Perez, Justin Verlander, and Marcus Stroman. All auto starts in my view. Jack Flaherty's kind of weird. I know he had to ride a command last time, but it's hosting Cincinnati. You have to do that. You have Taiwan Walker coming off that tough start, too, but against the Nationals, you do that one. Dustin May has not been as good, but it's the Giants. I really do think he's just going to soar in that. Taiwan Walker gets the Pirates. Lucas Giolito gets the Tigers. Come on, like, that's got to be good. Martin Perez is throwing his beautiful stuff right now. You do it against the Rays. Justin Verlander is going against the Athletics. That, I think, is just going to be like four innings. And that's the problem here. I think if you just have him, you start him. You just do it. I don't think it's going to hurt you. But I don't really think you're going to get much out of it. And then Marcus Stroman gets Rocky Road. You just got to do that. You just have to. A probable start here. You have Logan Webb against the Dodgers. I don't love it. I think that Logan Webb is good. Like, he's an ace. But the Dodgers are tough. And he's susceptible to getting singled out. He has a high BABIP, always on a sinker. There's a reason why. It's a sinker. Generally, they do. Yeah, I'm a little worried about it, but I think unless you have to be conservative this weekend, you do it. Michael Wacha against the Royals, I think he's in a good enough spot. You do it. Frankie Montas against the Brewers, I understand your trepidation. I still do it. And then Corey Kluber gets a good matchup against the Rangers. I think he's good enough. Ignore the seven straight singles by the Yankees. That was just super, super weird last time. Question starts here. If you need some strikeouts, go after Josiah Gray. He gets the Miami Marlins. That seems like a good strikeout play. Ratio play, I don't know, but strikeouts, yes. And it's Mike Lorenzen and Mitch Keller, the other two here, who could both conceivably be the stream pick of the day. I'm going to do Lorenzen against the Mariners because Mitch Keller gets the Mets, and I just do not buy what Mitch Keller is doing. Well, I can buy that Mike Lorenzen's able to just kind of squirm his way through five innings. And the do not start here, Matt Manning. I do not buy the fastball slider combination. Gets the White Sox, no thanks. Germán Márquez is on the road in Chicago. And if there's any time for there to be a window for Márquez to be valuable, it's that. I still don't want to do it. Adrian Hauser, no way against the Yankees. Justin Dunn against the Cardinals, nope. Madison Bumgarner, Jordan Lyles gets the Jays, and Ranger Suarez gets Atlanta, and Adrian Martinez gets the Astros. It's just all bad. Aaron Sanchez, Jonathan Heasley, and Thomas Hatch closed that one out. Do not start those guys. Looking forward to the weekend. I'm going to go team by team here for Saturday. So Kyle Bradish against the Jays. He's been doing well. I don't really love it. Bottom of questionable. Same with Rich Hill against the Royals. Jameson Taillon against the Brewers is a probable start. Ryan Yarbrough could sneak out a win against the Rangers. That's the top of questionable. Jose Berríos against the Orioles is a probable start. Johnny Cueto against the Tigers is a probable start. I mean, you could arguably say auto start. If you have Johnny Cueto against the Tigers, you're just going to do it. Shane Bieber against the Twins. Obviously, you're starting him there. Connor Pilkington, though, is a do not start. Eduardo Rodriguez against the White Sox is a do not start. Just get rid of Eduardo Rodriguez, y'all. Brady Singer against the Red Sox is a probable start. Josh Winder and Bailey Ober. So interesting. Do not start either one against the Guardians. It's still ill for Bailey Ober. We haven't seen Winder get stretched out enough. Jose Urquidy against the Athletics is a probable start. Shohei Ohtani, obviously, against the Mariners. You have Cole Irvin against the Astros. Do not start. George Kirby against the Angels. Auto start. John Gray against the Rays. He threw 45 pitches last time. I think he's going to be stretched out to about 60 to 65. His stuff was there. I'm going to say probable start against the Rays. Arguably questionable because of the limitations. I think his velocity 96 there last time, and the slider was vicious. I'm going to do it. Jake Odorizzi against the Phillies might be my stream pick of the day in questionable. I think his stuff was better, like overall ability, I should say, command and movement. Was better than the line suggested last time for Jake Odorizzi. I'm just going to say that. Okay, Trevor Rogers against the Nationals is a probable start. Chris Bassett auto start against the Pirates. Same with Aaron Nola against Atlanta. Eric Fede. This is the only time I would consider Eric Fede because it's the only time you don't trust the Feds unless it rhymes with Darlins. This is the Marlins. It's a fifth. Okay, he's going to get them twice. I think one of them is going to work. I don't know which one. I'll put it that way. Wade Miley against Rocky Road is a probable start for me. If you can stream him, go and do that. Hunter Green's coming back from the IL. That's a still ill for me against the Cardinals. Do not start. Same with Mike Minor. Brandon Woodruff against the Yankees. Auto start. You have Bryce Wilson against the Mets. Do not start. Jose Quintana and Dakota Hudson against the Reds. Quintana's an auto start. Dakota Hudson is a questionable one. That is a deep stream, and that could very well work, especially in quality start leagues. Auto start for Zach Gallen against the Padres. Jose Urania. If you start Urania, Urania, boatload of trouble. That's the line I do against the Cubs. Even if it's the Cubs on the road, it's a desperate start if you need one on Saturday. Like, he could go six innings. We've done this. He's on the road, but I don't want to do it. Julio Urias against the Giants, obviously so. Same with, well, I'm going to say, might say probable start for Joe Musgrove against the Diamondbacks. He's just not been good. And the slider was better last time. I'm going to say top of probable, bottom of maybe auto. Obviously, though, for Urias. And then John Barbilla as the Giants figure out what the heck they're doing with their team on Saturday. On Sunday, you have Dean Kramer against the Jays. Do not start for me. Nick Pivetta against the Royals is bottom of questionable. Auto start for Garrett Cole against the Brewers. Auto start, I think, for Jeffrey Springs against the Rangers based on how good that changeup is. Same with Alek Manoah against the Orioles. Michael Kopech against the Tigers is an auto start. Cody Morris, absolutely not. Drew Hutchinson, absolutely not. Chris Bubich, absolutely not. Joe Ryan against the Guardians is an auto start. Yes. Is four-seamer is amazing right now. Always is. Curveball was interesting, too. Framber Valdez, auto start against the Athletics. Reed Detmers against the Mariners is bottom of questionable. Waldichuk against the Astros, do not start. Marco Gonzalez against the Angels is a probable start. Glenn Otto against the Rays is a bottom of questionable. Spencer Strider auto start against the Phillies. Opposite that is, not opposite that, I'm sorry. Sandy Alcantara against Natty Light is an auto start. Jacob DeGrom against the Pirates. Come on, perfect game, right? We're due. Bailey Falter, bottom of questionable. He's done so well as a streamer, but I really don't think this is worth your time, but I can understand him going six innings again. Anibal Sanchez against the Marlins, bottom of questionable. That could work. Javier Assad hosting Rocky Road. He's a possible streamer here if he goes on Sunday. I don't know if the Cubs are going to go Hayden Wesdeski at any point here. There's a possibility that he goes, that this happens, and then Javier Assad goes on Monday. This was updated. The roster resource originally thought that Wesdeski would go on Friday. He is not. It's Marcus Stroman. So it's possible he sneaks in on Sunday because that's kind of when he'd be aligned. He was piggybacking Wade Miley. Wade Miley should go fully on Saturday, so maybe it is Wesdeski on Sunday. We'll see what happens. But if it is Javier Assad on Sunday, he is a questionable with a possibility of being in the stream pick of the day. Very interesting stuff there. Really good cutter. Luis Sessa against the Cardinals, absolutely not. Same with Jason Alexander against the Yankees. Yoán Oviedo against the Mets, no thank you. Jordan Montgomery against the Reds, that's an auto start for me. Ryan Nelson, bottom of questionable against the Padres. I'm glad it would be the Padres and not the Dodgers. That'd be cool. Good for him. Sorry for the coughing. Ryan Feltner at Chicago, no thank you. Andrew Heaney is an auto start against the Giants. Darvish is an auto start against the Diamondbacks. And Alex Cobb against the Dodgers, bottom of question. He looked really good against the last week. So, yeah. Maybe that one does work. I don't want to do it. He gets the Diamondbacks after this, at least. That's good. All right. Looking at two-star pitchers, because I'm not going to be doing a podcast tomorrow, so I'm giving you both in this one. I'm doing that for you. Wow, a lot of off days on Monday and Thursday next week. Actually, Thursday not as much, but it looks like we might have a very few two-star pitchers. We'll see what happens here. Tyler Wells, do not start. I know it's the Tigers, but then it's the Astros, and he's going to be limited in that one against the Tigers. So do not start for me. You have no one for the Red Sox. No one. So, all right. I'm going to have to do some guessing here because we don't have Sundays expected because normally I do this on Friday. Normally see them. But all right. Brian Bayo, if that is a... I have to do some fun guessing. It does look like it would be Brian Bayo for the Red Sox unless it's a six-man rotation with the possibility of Nathan Eovaldi coming back. I don't think it's going to be that. So, yeah, you have Bayo against the Reds and then the Yankees. I'm going to say that's bottom of question. I love the Reds start. I think that's going to be top of questionable, but the Yankee one I don't want to do. So, it's teetering between those two. Domingo Germán could get the Pirates and then could get Boston. That is a questionable one for me if he is pitching that game after all. The Yankees could be going into a five-man, though, with Gerrit Cole and pushing out Herman now that Severino could be coming back on Wednesday. So, actually, I don't think that's going to be... Yeah, that's going to be Gerrit Cole on that Sunday. So, no two-star pitcher likely for the Yankees as Severino comes back on Wednesday. Yeah, this is going to be a struggle, this podcast. Sorry, guys. Rasmussen and McClanahan get Houston and the Jays. Rasmussen, no. McClanahan, probable. I think that he'll be stretched out in time. And I mean, it's the Astros and the Jays. That's really tough. It is going to be a little bit dependent on what we see today against the Jays, but I think that's probable. If he just dominates the Jays, then it's an auto. Ross Stripling is going to get the Phillies and the Rays. I think that's on auto for me. Just go and do that. Cease the same thing against the Guardians and the Tigers. Cal Quantrill is going to get the Twins and the Rangers and I don't questionable. Aaron Civale might be coming back from the IL on Tuesday. Against the White Sox, if not, it would be Tristan McKenzie. Tristan McKenzie would be an auto start for those two, White Sox and Rangers. If it's Civale, that's a questionable. I like the Rangers one, but I don't really want to do the first one back at all. That's a still ill. Joey Wentz could go Baltimore and then the White Sox. No. Zach Greinke against the Twins and the Mariners. No. Sonny Gray against the Guardians and the Angels. That's an auto start. Dylan Bundy doing the Royals and the Angels. No, thank you. I don't care. I know it sounds good. I mean, bottom of questionable, I guess. I don't want to do it. Luis Garcia would get two against the Rays and the Orioles. That is a probable. Jose Suarez against the Mariners and the Twins. I don't want to do it. Do not start. JP Sears against the Mariners and the Mets. No, thank you. If that is even what's going to happen, if it's a five-man or a six-man. If it's a six-man, I don't know how it would be. Doesn't matter. Don't do it. Logan Gilbert against the Angels and the Royals is an auto start. Same with Luis Castillo against the Athletics and the Royals. You are doing that. Cole Ragans, no thank you. Gets the Angels and the Guardians, don't care. Kyle Wright is getting the Nationals and the Phillies. Absolutely. Same with Charlie Morton. Both are auto starts there. Edward Cabrera gets the Cubs and the Nationals. Please do that one. It could be kind of messy. It looks like it's a six-man with the Marlins. There, roster resource has some weird ordering going on with it. Or am I just being stupid? I'm just being stupid. Don't worry about me. Cubs and Nationals for Edward Cabrera next week. That is an auto start for me. Max Scherzer could be coming back on Monday. That would make him an auto start against the Brewers and the Athletics. If it were someone else, then it would be like Trevor Williams or Tyler McGill maybe even coming back or something. I don't know. Whoever it would be wouldn't get the second one because Scherzer then would slide in later on. So it's Scherzer or a bust for the Mets. Zach Wheeler could be coming back against the Blue Jays on Tuesday next week. And that would be the Blue Jays and then Atlantis. So that would be a questionable to probable because I don't know how long it's going to go against the Jays. And it's the Jays and it's Atlanta. And it's a little bit messier than you want, which is unfortunate because you want Zach Wheeler to make an impact in your fantasy teams right now. And I feel for you there. That's a tough call. Corey Abbott, absolutely not for the Nationals, Atlanta, and Miami. You have Adrian Sampson and Drew Smyly. I mean, again, the same thing I was talking about with Javier Saad could be this too. Could push back everything. So it might not be Drew Smyly getting the Marlins and the Pirates, which would be insanely good as a two-star week next week. Otherwise, it would be Javier Saad and Adrian Sampson. Questionable for both of those guys. There's a chance it works with Sampson. I mean, he's very pedestrian. Could work. Same with Javier Saad. Nick Lodolo would get actually the Red Sox and the Brewers. Obviously, I'm doing it. Auto start there. Corbin Burns, auto start. And mystery starter for the Brewers on Tuesday and Sunday. It's the Mets and at Reds. I'm not doing those. Ronzi Contreras would get the Yankees and he would get the Cubs. I think I'm going to do it. I think that's an auto start for me. Probable start. Probable. Maybe even questionable, actually, depending on the pitch count stuff. Ugh, that's annoying. The Cubs start looks sounds really good, but it could be just be like 60 pitches again. So it's a borderline of probable and questionable there. Adam Wainwright gets the Dodgers and the Padres, not in that order. Reverse that. That's going to be bottom of questionable to me. I think you can move on, as we talked about before. Merrill Kelly is going to get the Dodgers and the Giants, while Davies is going to get the same. Questionable for Kelly and do not start for Davies. Yeah. That Dodgers start is too scary for me. I am interested in that Giants one, though, if Davies has his changeup. Chad Kuhl gets the Giants and the Padres. So does Freeland. They're both in cores. Absolutely not. Tyler Anderson gets the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals. That's an auto start. And likely Kershaw gets the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals as well. Auto start. Mike Clevenger would get the Cardinals and Coors. Are you joking? No, thank you. And Jacob Junis would get Coors and the Diamondbacks, and so would Rodon. Rodon is an auto star despite Coors. Jacob Junis, absolutely not. All right, we got through it. Sorry it was a little bit difficult for me there. I will not be streaming tomorrow. Good luck this weekend. I'll be back on Monday for the Plus Pitch podcast. But that's going to do it. So you guys got this. My name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.